Okay, today's Daf Samech Gimel. So we got to the last four lines of Samech Beis and Beis. The Gemara is talking about different stories of great tzaddikim and how they would leave the houses to go to learn in the Beis Medrash. So Gemara now tells us the famous story of Rabbi Kiva. So Gemara says again four lines from the bottom of Samech Beis and Beis. Rabbi Kiva Rayat ben Kalva Sivua. Rabbi Kiva was the shepherd of ben Kalva Sivua, a very wealthy man, Rashi says. Havachazisa Barte, his daughter, Kalva Sivua's daughter, saw that Rabbi Kiva was very tzanua. He's a very wonderful person, a bal midos, a real big mensch. And Amri Leshi says to Rabbi Kiva, if I marry you, will you be willing to go to learn the Beis Medrash? So Amr Le, in, I will. They got married in a quiet way. Vishadrasa, and she sent him off to the Beis Medrash. Shama Avua, her father, heard that she got married. She kicked him out of the house. He kicked her out of the house. The Adra Hana Minichse, and he made a nether that she can't get any benefit from his property. He was very wealthy. And also Yosef, Rabbi Kiva went and sat Trey Sari Shanin Bebe Rav, sat learning base magic for 12 years. He also, when he came back to return to his wife, Aisa Bahande Trey Sari Alfe Tamide, he brought 12,000 Talmidim in 12 years. He amassed 12,000 Talmidim. So, Shammai Lahu Saba, the Kamerlei. So, he heard that a person was saying, an elderly man was saying, that old man, Kalva ben Savua, was saying to his daughter, Ad Kama, Kadmaderes Almana Sechaim, how long will you live in being a live widow with your husband alive? Where's your husband, Rabbi Kiva? So, he says back, Amrilei, she says to him, Ilididi Tsais. If he listens to me, Yosef Trey Sari Shana Achmina, I'll let him learn for another 12 years. So Amr Brishus, so he overheard this. He Mamish was right there, was able to see her, and he overheard her saying this. So he says, you know what? I have Brishus to go back for another 12 years, and he didn't even say hello. Kavdina Hadar Azil Yosef Trey Sari Shana Achmina the Bay Rav. He sat and learned another 12 years in the Beis Medrash. So he sat and learned for 24 years. He also, when he came back after 24 total years, Aisi Bahade Esen Va'arba Alfa Talmidei. Now he had 24,000 Talmidim together. Shama Devesa Hava Kanafkis Lape. She heard he was coming. Some say she didn't even know it was his her husband. The great tzaddik was coming. She heard that some person was coming to the Beis Medrash, the great tzaddik, to the city. So she went out to go see him. Amri Lu Shvivisa. So the neighbor said to her, Sha'ila Main Lavu Shvichsa, go wear proper clothing. She was very poor. She didn't have a husband who was around. She wasn't being supported by her father. So she had just torn and tattered clothing. So he said, if you're going to go see a tzaddik, you should change your clothing. Amri Lu, so she says, Yodeh tzaddik nefesh behemdo. So a tzaddik knows the nefesh of the behema. See, and he knows, and the Ran and the Dharm explains that. She said that he knows the tsar I'm going through. I don't need to play dress up. I don't need to hide anything. Tzadik knows the reality. So the Gemara says further that kimati legabe, and when she got to him, nafla alape, she felt her face on the ground, kamnashkele lekroy, and started to kiss his feet, Rabbi Kiva. So hava kamadchele shmaya, and all the assistants were starting to push her away. Amalur, Rabbi Kiva says to his attendants, Shafku, leave her alone, because Shali, mine, Shalachem, yours, Shala is really hers. She is the one who attributes to everything. Says Rashi, Shali v'Shalachem, Shalahi, Torah Shalamati Ani, the Torah that I learned, v'Shalamati Osam that I taught you, Ayadahu, it's all because of her. So, Shama Avua, the father heard, Kalvasavua heard, the Asa Gavi Rabba, Lamasa heard that it was a great tzaddik that came to the city. He didn't know this was his son-in-law. And Amr, he says, Iza Lagabe, let me go to the tzaddik. Efshir the Mefer Nidrai, maybe he's going to be made for the nether. My poor daughter's been sitting here for 24 years. She needs my help. Asa Lagabe, so Kalva Sabua goes to the tzaddik. Amale, and the tzaddik says to Rabbi Kiva, Adaita the Gavi Rabba, me Nadarta. You take a nether that your son-in-law, you know, would it even chal if you knew that son-in-law become a great person, a great tzaddik? I'm like, feel paragachar, feel halacha achas. I didn't think he'll even learn one halacha. I didn't think he'd even learn one parak. I'm like, I know who I it's me. I have your son-in-law. I'm the one who became who I became. So, nafala ape. So, Kalva Sabu falls on his face for nashik akare and kisses the feet of Rabbi Kiva. The Yavli Palga Mamona, he gave the half his fortune to Rabbi Kiva and his own daughter. So, the Tosa asks a very interesting question. Tosa and Tom says, Adarta the Gabi Rabba mina Adarta. If you're going to tell me how the Gemara tells him the Sechus in the Dharam, that when you look for a Pesach to undo nether, it can be only something had they been able to imagine when they took the nether. Had you known this piece of information, would you have taken the nether? But something that's nola, something that's completely created from nothing, that wasn't something that he had in mind initially. That can't be part of the Pesach. So this is a complete nola. There's no way Kalvasimo could have imagined that Rabbi Akiva would have been a great person. So Tosu continues, that Amina bin Adar, Mibarak Rabbi Eliezer, Kaitan Amar Konim Sheni Nehena, the Plonim and Asa Sofer Makur. Answer Tosu, Yeshomar, the Hacha Lochashim Nola. This is not called nola. Kaven Shalach Lebe Rab, since he went to the base of Medrash, the Derech Beholich Lomod Shinasa Adam Gadol. It's known that a person goes to the base Medrash and commits his time and energy and consistently and consecutively, he'll become Adam Gadol. So this was not so out of this rule. Inami, alternatively, could go in the Tala Nidro Bedavar Shapir Shvishah Shinedal Das, and the Yasa Sofer, even Zelo Havinil. Okay, so there's a different chat here. But the first chat is, and the Bible must take this, that everyone has the potential to become an Adam Gadol. That's not called Nola, that's not something new. Everyone has inborn within them some greatness to become a Gabara. The Gemara then goes and continues to say, Barte de Rabbi Kiva, the daughter of Rabbi Kiva, of the Leila Ben Azai, Hachi. So she did, also she let her husband Ben Azai go learn. So the daughter of Rabbi Kiva did the same thing as Rabbi Kiva's wife, to let their husbands go learn the Beis Medrash for a long time. So the Gemara then says, that's what people would say, Rechila Basa Rechila Azal. So a Rachel comes after a Rachel. Just like the way the mother's name was Rachel, so too the daughter followed the path of her own mother, letting her husband go out to learn. Toz asks the question, the Gemara tells us the Ben Azai was never married. The Mishnah Nasiv appears for Asher Shapir, but if you hold, there's another opinion that says he got married. This Gemara makes sense, but the other opinion in the Gemara Tota that says he never got married, how does that jive with the Gemara here that says he was married? V'yesh Lomar says Tosos V'yafagam the Kamar Hacha the Abde Hachi the Ben Azai. Even though the Gemara says here that the wife of Ben Azai treated Ben Azai the way the wife of Rabbi Kiva treated Rabbi Kiva, the Kamakum Lanasa Elavayrus, maybe they only got engaged, but there's never actually a Nisuin. So the two opinions about Ben Azai was whether there was only Erisin or whether there was Erisin plus Nisun. So then the Gemara says that Rav Yosef Brei de Rava, the son of Rava, Shadri Avuay Lebei Rav Lekambe de Rav Yosef. So he went to learn. Rava sent his son Rav Yosef to go learn the Beis Medrash in front of a different Rav Yosef. Paskalei Shis Shana, he said, learn for 6 years. Kihava Talas Shane. After 3 years, Mate Mala Yom Kippur, he came back after 3 years, Erev Yom Kippur. Amar Iza Lachzinu L'inish Shvesen, let me go see how my family's doing. Shem Avu, his father, Rabba, heard he was coming. Shakamani, he took a mana. Rashid, a clay Zion, a weapon. Kilu Bat Lilachim, like he wanted to fight. He was so upset at his son, Rav Yosef, for returning back after 3 years as opposed to after 6 years. But Nafik Lape went to wage war, if you will, on his son Rav Yosef. Amarlei Zonascha and his carrots. Do you remember Zona? What kind of hirum are you having? Why you come back so early? The Marasha has a different girsa. The baby says Zugascha, your partner. You remember your wife? Well, what are you coming back for? You should focus on learning. Ikadami, others say Amarlei Yonascha, his carrots. That memory of Yona, which is a reference to his wife as well. That Itra, they had a whole debate, the two of them. And Lamar Ifsik. Neither one had the opportunity for Ifsik. Says Rashi was Ifsik. They didn't have a chance at the Sudam Afsekes, Erev Yom Kippur. They didn't eat Erev Yom Kippur. They didn't prepare that mitzvah. They didn't prepare themselves. And they had to fast almost 2 days. Okay, new Mishnah tells us as follows now. Mishnah tells us, Hamaredes Abayla, a woman who rebels against her husband. We'll see what that rebellion is. Hochsin la miksuvasa shiva dinarim b'shabbos. Then each week that she rebels, we have to detract one dinar from her ksuba. It goes on for 7 weeks. Rabbi Huda Omer Shiva Tarpikin, 7 Tarpikin. The Gemara will explain this. Ad Masai, up until what point? How many weeks do we go on like this? So Poches Ad Kineged Ksubasa. We continue to detract from her ksuba until there's nothing left. And at that point, there's nothing left. So then we give her get Rashi explained, and there's no ksuba to have to pay her at that point. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the Olam Hupoches, Bolech Ad Sheim Tipa La Yerusha, Umakam Acher, Gova Himano. So we continue to detract from her ksuba. And if she also gets a Yerusha from a relative who passes away, we also detract from that Yerusha as well until there's nothing left. So we use a ksuba plus any Yerusha that she gets according to Rabbi Yossi, while according to Rabbi Yehuda, we only according to the Tanakama, you only detract from the Ksuba, you don't detract from the Yerusha. So the Mishnah then says that's all when she is Merenis. V'chein ha-moreit al-isha sotu, if the man rebels against the woman, mosifin al-ksubasa shlosha dinar b'shabas. Then for him, he has to add on a dinar for the next 3 weeks as well. And after adding three dinarim for 3 weeks, if he continues to be moreit, then he has to divorce her and he pays out the outstanding ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda omer shlosha tarpikin, he again argues it's not the currency of a dinar, rather it's the currency of tarpikin. So what's the relevance of 7 and 3, right? According to the Mishnah, if she's Moredis, so he detracts Shiva, whether it's Dinarim or Tarpikim. And if he rebels, it's only 3. So what's the difference? So look at Tosas. Tosas writes, Puchsin le zayin Dinarim, b'yushalmi b'farish k'neged sheva malachos she'isha osam labayla. There's 7 different actions, malachas, that a woman does for the husband. So k'neged those 7 malachas, that's why you detract 7 coins, 7 amounts. Gave Hamored, when he's Mored, the Mosifin Shlosha Dinarim, he has to add up until 3 Dinarim. That's because the Yushalmi says, She'eira Ksusa Vonasa. There are 3 obligations a husband has to a wife. So, corresponding to each relative responsibilities, that's how much money we detract or add on to the Ksuba. So the Gemara now says, My Moredis, Moredis Mimai, what exactly is she rebelling with? Ravuna Amar, Mitashmish Amita. She refused to have Tashmish. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina Omer, mi malacha. She refuses to do any malacha. So Tosfos points out here, Rav Huna is l'shitaso, because Rav Huna writes, Ava mi malacha lo, have a meredis. You can't say if she refuses to do work, that's considered meredis. According to Rav Huna, it's l'shitaso. Rav Huna l'tame, says Tosfos, the Amr le'an l'nches, we learned a few days ago, yichola isha shetomar l'bayla, eni nizionis, eni oseh. She could opt out, I don't want to do malacha for you, I don't want you to support me, I don't want to do malacha for you. So if she doesn't do malacha, that's not called meredis, but that's what Rav Huna has to say, it's mitashmish. Either way, there's machlokas, whether meredis means she refuses mitashmish amita, or she refuses to do malacha. So Gemara says, Tanan, our Mishnah tells us, that v'chein ha-mored al-isha, if he rebels, he's also responsible. Bishma, I understand the man that would be Tashmish Lachaya. So I understand if it's a refusal from Tashmish Amita. So that could go both directions. She could refuse and he could refuse. And that's why he's also going to be considered rebellious if he refused Tashmish Amita. Man damar mimulacha, if you understand that mimulacha, that she has to do mulacha and she refuses to do mulacha, does he have to do mulacha for her? Mi meshubala? Is he required to do mulacha for her? Certainly not. So how can you interpret the mered that's referred to malacha? Because you can't say mored means malacha. So Gemara says, Yin, Baomer einizan ve'ein mefarnes. It's true that it can be. He is a meshubar. That if he says, I'm not going to support you, I'm not going to give you a parnasa, that's considered a mered. That's a mored. He does have to support her. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if he refuses to support her and do malacha for her, he's meshubiter, but how come he's got 3 weeks to do this? Rav, ha'omer einizan ve'ein befarnes, yo tiviteng ksuba, that when a person, a husband, refuses to be befarnes and to do malacha for a woman, we have to get divorced, he gives a ksuba. So Gemara says, lav lamluche be'bay, referring to, we try to convince him. In other words, the first few weeks he refuses to malacha. He said, come on, you should really support her. And we give 3 weeks. If after 3 weeks he refuses it, then we say he has to divorce her and pay the ksuba. That's what Rashi writes. We try to convince him to stay and to support her. Maybe he'll be chozer. While we're trying to negotiate with him, while we're negotiating for 3 weeks, we continue to add on another dinar each of the weeks until after 3 weeks. If he continues to refuse to support her, at that point we force him to get divorced and to give her ksuba. So if you look at Tosas, interesting Tosas here, Ba'omer eini zan ve'eini mefarnes, if he refuses to support her, so Tosas writes, Mikan mochiach Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Rabbeinu Eliyahu proved from here, Shechayiv adam lahaskar asma, a person must hire himself, lelame tinokos, o lasim loch acheres, to be a Rebbe, or to do some other work, kidei lasim es isho, there's a requirement, a responsibility for a husband to support his wife and his children. If that means he can't sit in kol, if that means he needs to be a Rebbe, if that means he needs to do some work, he mustn't do that. If he needs to support her, that's a responsibility that he in fact has. And Tosa goes on to say, perhaps that's the understanding of the words. We say, v'ana aflach in the ksuba, that means I need to hire myself, I need to rent myself out in order to support my wife. There's an obligation for him to do mlacha for her. The Gemara now says, last four lines of Samach Gimel Amin Aleph here. Meisive. Achas li, whether or not Arusav and Nesu, whether or not they're engaged or married, v'afil nida nivim, she's nida, v'afil l'chol nivim, she's ill, v'afil shemeres yavam. So all these situations, that's considered, you can be morid. So Gemara explains, I understand last line now, bishma, the man damer mitashmish, hayni dekotani cholam. If it's an issue of tashmish, so I understand a person who's chol, is roi for tashmish, and she could refuse, and that's considered meredes. But ella leman damer mimlacha, if you say that meredes is mlacha, how could it be meredes mimlacha by chola? Chola bas mlachi, she can't do work, she's too ill, she's too weak to mlacha, so if she's refusing to do work, how could you call her meredes? That's not meredes, that's against her will. She shouldn't be penalized for that. So the Gemara says, you're right. If she refuses from Tashmish Amita, everybody agrees that she's certainly chayiv in she's it's considered meredes. Ki pligi mi melacha. If she refuses to do melacha, that's a machlokas here. Mar saver mi melacha lo havi meredes. If Huna felt that only mitashmish amita is a meredes from melacha, that's not called meredes because sometimes a person's too weak or whatever the reason might be. Umar savar mimlacha nami havi meredes, and other things that no, not only is tashmish amita considered meredes, but even melacha is considered meredes as well. Look at the top Tosas here. Tosas asks leman damer mitashmish nida tashmishim. So this is a parenthesis. I skipped a few lines of the Gemara there. It was in parentheses. Typically we don't read parentheses, but Tosas apparently had the girsa of this. So the Gemara had then said that if a woman is nida, is she considered meredes if she's mitashmish? It's also to have tashmish when she's nida, obviously. Vim tomer leman damar mimlacha mai afilu dekani afil nida. So now, if you understand that's mimlacha, so what does the Brisa say that even if she's nida, she could be meredes? Like, well, what's the chiddush? Why would you think that a woman who's nida, who's meredes mimlacha, she should be off the hook? Of course, she could do mimlacha whether she's nida or not nida. So Yesh Lomar Tosa says the Havi Rubus, it's a greater chiddush mishum the stam nidas cholos ksas. When a woman's nida, she's weak, and therefore maybe she should not have to do malacha. Kamashlan, that if she refuses to do malacha even when she's nida, that's called meredes. Inami, alternatively, deinu bas malacha kimo sharna shem deinu mozegas lakos. It's not referring to malacha making money necessarily or whatever other things she might do for him, but in terms of that which is more intimate, she's not able to do certain things. That's what I mean, she's ain't a bas malacha of pouring him a cup and making the bed, things of that sort. Now there is a Rabbi Kiyah Eger that points out here, this Bryce above said, afil yibum, afil shemeres yavam, that doesn't seem to go well in this list here, because shemeres yavam, Rabbi Kiyah says, that how could you say meredes mamlacha, she ain't maisedeh she yavama, the yavam. She doesn't give her maisedeh to him. And if she's not giving maisedeh to him, so he should not have to do malacha. So that doesn't seem to work out well. And also, the yavam not chayvim mizonos either. So it doesn't seem to work out, the yavam here, in the opinion that there's a chiv shemeres yavam, even meredes could apply to shemeres yavam about malacha. So now the Gemara says, last, the top five lines of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara says, Gufa. Hamaredes abayla pochsen lo miksubasa shiva dinarim b'shabbos. We said in the Mishnah that if she rebels against her husband, so each week we detract one dinar, and Rabbi Yehuda omer shiva tarpikin. Say Rabbi Seinu, chazabininu, the rabbis got together, and they decided, shu machrizna le arba shabbosos, zu achar zu, that they would make announcement week after week, v'sholchen le bezdin, and they would send to bezdin, havi yodash shafiu ksubasich, me'emana, even if the ksuba is worth me'emana, hifsata achas, and you're going to lose it out, achas li'arusa v'nesua, whether or not they're engaged, whether or not they're married, afilu nida, afilu chola, afilu shemeres yavam. Even if she's nida, even if she's chola, she'll lose it after 4 weeks. If you look at Rashi, two lines down, Rashi writes here, chazu v'nimnu shelo yishu also lifchos mat, eli yafsidu kol ksuba l'acher arba shebasal she'achazah. He felt, that Rabbi Seinu felt that don't wait 7 weeks, like the Mishnah says, rather 4 weeks is enough. And if she continues to rebel after 4 weeks, that's enough time to have her lose out her ksuba. So the Gemara says, Amar lei, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel, nida bas tashmishi, is a nida bas tashmish, how can you even describe nida bas tashmish? So Gemara says, Amar lei, ein adoma mishi yesh l'pas b'sal, mishi ein l'pas b'sal. Even though the Maisa, you're right, a woman nida is aser b'tashmish, but knowing that in a week or so she'll be permitted, that would be allowed. But if the woman who's nida refuses tashmish, that even after she becomes tar, she'll still be asir, won't have tashmish with her husband, that's not kapas basala, and that's going to create incredible distress, and will warrant a need to get divorced. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Ein Machrizin Aleha, El Bebati Knesset, Bebati Medrashos, we only make these announcements in the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesset, and public places. Amar Rava Dekanami, it's also exact, Dekatani, Arba Shabbasos, Zuach Hazushma Mina, it says Arba Shabbasos. If you look at Rashi, Dekanami, Dekatani, Arba Shabbasos, Shyamim Shainim Shamlacha, these are days that people wouldn't work on Shabbos. So it's I don't say 4 weeks, it's four Shabbos. So you do the announcement on Shabbos, and where is everyone going to be found on Shabbos? It's in the base Knesset, base Medrash. So that's where the announcements would take place. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Pa'amim, sometimes, Shochan Le'i Beis Din, Achas Kodem HaChaza, V'achas La'achar Chaza. Sometimes they would send the Beis Din once before the announcement and once after, Pamam, they would say two times, once before and once after the announcement. In other words, they would tell Beis Din that this person is rebelling. They make a big announcement in Shul, and then they tell Beis Din after the Hakraz as well. So, Darish Rav Nachman, by Rav Chista Halacha, Krabosenu, we pass like Krabosenu, that you only have to wait 4 weeks and not 7 weeks. So, Amar Rav says, Hi Burka, this is something that's inappropriate, says Rashi. Amar Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Bruchase, what's the difficulty with this? Anamri said Nehele, I was the one who told you this. Umishmei de Gavaraba Amri said Nehele, I said in the name of a great tzaddik, Umanu Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. So why are you saying this is a mistake? Viu Kaman, Savar, who did he hold like? Rabba who felt this was a mistake, who did he hold like? So, Kiha de Aitmai Rabba Amr of Sheshes, Halacha Nimlachimba, that we try to negotiate with him. We go after and negotiate, and we should go after the mishif for 7 weeks negotiating. So that's how Rabba passed it. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar, Rav Sheshes, Halacha, Ein Nimlachem Ba. So he's quoted Rav Sheshes saying that we don't negotiate. So there's a stira in what he actually said. The Gemara then says, Heichi Damia Maredes. So what exactly is Maredes? So Amar Amemar, Dam Rabbi Inalei, Umetarani Li, that she says, I want to be with him, but he's giving me such trouble. So again, she says, "Hey, chidami, one more time. Hey, chidami, I'll read this. Amar meimar, damra ba'inalei, umetarinalei. I want to marry him, and he's my husband. At the same time, I want to be mitzar him. I want to give him pain and distress. So then we force him to get divorced. About Amar, if she says, ma'isalai, that I find him disgusting, and I'm not interested in staying married to him, lo kafinalei. So then we can't force him to stay with each other. Then we have him go out with the get without any ksuma. Marzut Shamar, Kaifin Alei, still, even when she says Ma'is Alei, we still try to force him to stay married with each other. So Hava Uvda, the one time there was a Ma'is of Achbe Marzutra forced the woman who said Ma'is Alei to stay married. But now Rabbi Chanina Masura, and it led to a great tzaddik being born, Rabbi Chanina from Sura. Velohi, it's not true. Hasan Tzad Nishmaya Hava, that was a unique situation of a Tzad Nishmaya. But in general, that wouldn't be the approach. It wouldn't be proper to keep them married if, in fact, really, she finds him disgusting and repulsive. So, Kalsa de Rav Zvid, Imrada, the daughter-in-law of Rav Zvid, rebelled against her husband because she thought Ma'is Alai, that she found him repulsive. Hava Tvisei Chad Shera, so he grabbed a coat of some sort and... Yasuv Amemar Marzutra Ravashi Yasuv Rav Gamda Gabayu Yasuv Kamre Marada Hifsida Blasin Kaiman. So a woman who rebelled, so she loses all the clothing. She shouldn't get any clothing, anything to do, all that she should lose out on. So Amrle Rav Gamda Mishum de Rav Zvid Gavaraba Machnivis Alei. That's because Rav Zvid's a great person, and you're showing Khalifa to him. You're flattering, showing him a favor of some sort. Bahama Rav Kana Mibai Bar Rav Avlo Pashit. Didn't he ask a question whether or not a woman who rebels, whether she loses all the blows, all the different cloths that she has or not? Ikadami, some say, Yasuv Kamri, others say that they were saying, Marada Lo Hifsida Blasa Kaiman. Others say no. He said definitively that the woman who rebels does not lose on these blows, Sehel, on the clothing. Amrli Rav Gamda, Rav Gamda says that Mishum de Rav Zvid Gavarabahu Afkisile Dina Ilave, because he's a great person, a great tzaddik. He's able to switch around the different dinim. So he wasn't concerned with what people were saying about him. Amar Rav Kana Mibai Bai Vla Rav Vla Pashit. And they said that even though they had a suffix, they didn't give the answer. How could Rav Zvid give a psak here? We had a suffix, but no one gave the answer. So now the Gemara says, Hashda did loy mar lo hachi v'dahachi. Since there's no psak, whether or not she loses her below sa or not losing her below sa, tafsa l'mafki minay. If the husband grabs him away, we can't be motzi from her because maybe she shouldn't really deserve them. Lo tafsa, if the husband doesn't grab them, if she doesn't grab them rather, then we don't give it to her either. We don't know. We have to leave things as a status quo. U'mashin le treisa yarchi shata agita. And we wait 12 months before we give the get. Maybe they'll retract and get back together. During those 12 months, lest a mizone bival, those 12 months, she does not get supported by her husband.